FreeTalkLive.com.
Toll-free 800-259-9231. This is your show, if you want it to be. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it is the Thursday night edition. We do this 6 nights a week, Monday through Saturday, from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us for every single one of those hours. And don't forget, you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with literally hundreds of members, thousands of posts for you to surf around to. I think we're approaching the 4,500 range. I mean, lots.
4,500 posts?
Lots and lots of posts. We might even be over that. I don't even know.
Wow.
But there's a lot, and they're all there. It's free, of course, at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out.
Now, it's not like 4,500 posts in a row. It's a bunch of different topics, and people, you know, there's some run on for pages, some are real short. It just depends.
Cancel that. We're already over 5,000 posts. It's been that long since I mean, it's just a few days. It's a matter of hundreds more posts, and amazing. We're almost approaching the 350 mark on the membership, which is exciting for us.
It is a busy, busy BBS.
Yeah, and we've only been syndicated for 2 months. Can you imagine?
How long is it?
A little over 2 months. Can you imagine how long it's how is this going to be when... actually, it might be 3 months now. Can you imagine what this BBS is going to be like in another year, man?
I, if we keep adding stations like we're adding stations, it's going to be busy.
Yeah, exactly. So this is your show. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind, anything goes at 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or log on at freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604, freestateproject.org.
I think we can also officially announce at this point, and I guess I'll probably send out an update about it, and we'll tell you about the updates list later on. But I think we can officially announce that tomorrow night we're actually going to have a guest on Free Talk Live.
A guest?
Yeah.
We don't do guests on Free Talk Live.
We don't do guests on Free Talk Live. But
we'll take your calls.
The show's about your calls, and it will still be about your calls even when the guest is on. So you could still call
like
in.
Like a guest host.
Not a guest host.
Well,
no,
who is it?
A guest. It's the kooky guy we talked about last week on Friday night. This guy goes around. He's in the Tampa Bay area, which is where we do the show from. He's been going around to head shops and gas stations in the area. He has taken bowls from...
Bowls?
Like... Bowls meaning drug paraphernalia. Bowls.
Well, like glass pipes.
Like glass pipes. Going and taking them and walking out of the store with them. Or I've also been told that he has broken the bowls as well. And he goes into the head shops and just starts ranting and raving against what he calls the tools of the devil or whatever. I don't have the quotes in front of me right now. This guy is like a major prohibitionist nutcase.
Okay.
And he's going to be coming on the show tomorrow night during the 7 o'clock hour Eastern
Time. He's not going to be in the studio, is he?
Hell no, he's not going to be in the studio.
I'm scared.
I wouldn't let a crazy maniac like that in here. He's going to be on the phones. Anyway, we're going to have a little bit of fun with him, and we'll find out a little bit more about him, what he believes, if he really believes in this drug war thing, or if he's just got a thing against paraphernalia.
Glass
I don't
pipes.
Know. Yeah, so we're gonna really explore this man's mind tomorrow night during the 7 o'clock hour, and you're welcome to take part at 1-800-259-9231.
It's going to be a train wreck. It's worth seeing.
It's going to be something interesting, that's for sure. So I just wanted to announce that. That's, again, tomorrow night's show, and we have Scott co-hosting with us, because he's the man who set all this up.
Great.
He made the phone calls, made it happen. So he definitely deserves some credit there. We have got a lot to talk about tonight. This is, again, your show. You can take control at any time, but until then, we got to bring stuff up. And right before the show, I stumbled across something on LouRockwell.com, and I tried to do some research on it, and I couldn't really find too much. So we're taking the author of this article's word, basically. I saw some rumors around the internet. It hasn't officially happened yet, but it looks like New York City is considering a curfew for teenagers. According to this gentleman, Niels Panagnik, he says, "Tonight, I happened to be in a room where a commercial for Fox News was on the television. I heard a teaser for a news item. A curfew has been proposed for teenagers in New York City. Appalled at such an idea, I flew to the internet to research the curfew. Surely, Fox News was simply trying to scare up some ratings. Alas, it was true. What's more, there are already curfews, apparently, in more than 1,000 U.S. towns and cities. What rationale lies behind this madness? To a libertarian, the fundamental wrongness of the curfew is obvious. This particular one, the New York one, forbids people under the age of 18 from being in a public space or private establishment into which the public is invited, like a store, a theater, a concert hall, etc. In other words, if a 17-year-old wakes up at 5 a.m. and goes to buy breakfast at a diner, he can be ticketed, fined, and forced to do community service at the discretion of the police.
Wow.
That situation is absurd, and so are many other situations made possible by the law. Can you believe this? Curfew in America? I'm staggered to know that there are more than 1,000 U.S. towns and cities that have curfews.
Well, I understand the rationale behind it. The most stupid crimes are committed by people under the 18 or under.
Sure.
Under the ages of 18. You know, dumb crimes. Vandalism, you know, petty thefts like, you know, not like the stealing of cars or anything like that, but although there are plenty of teenagers that steal cars. I can understand why they would intend to do that, but anybody, I suppose, is capable of committing a crime.
Absolutely.
So
it's punishing everybody else who doesn't commit crimes.
It's
going to keep the criminals off the streets. I personally don't think a curfew could keep criminals off the streets any better than a gun ban would keep guns off the streets. Anyway, going on here, he says, so besides the impracticalities involved in the law and the arbitrariness of using age 18 as the dividing line, what else is wrong? He really digs into this pretty well. What's wrong with the ideology behind the law? Well, the first reason given for having the law, according to the people who created the law, the first reason for it is that juveniles commit crime. Fine. So why not enforce laws against those crimes instead of targeting people who haven't committed any crime at all? Because that's what a curfew does. It punishes people for being potential criminals. Well, you're out at night, Manwich. That means there's a chance that you're a criminal. So we're going to have to lock you in the brig or fine you or whatever. They haven't actually done anything wrong in being out at night, but if they were allowed to stay out, they might. Looking at the next paragraph in the bill, we find out that that punishing actual crime doesn't work. Why not? Well, according to the city council, the offensive activities of juveniles are not easily controlled by existing laws. How many laws does New York City have on the books?
Lots of
them. It's got to be more than pretty much any other city in this country. What do you think?
I would.
There are 15 million people, 14, 15 million people living there? They're going to have some laws.
It's not that many people living there. It's about that many people working there.
Okay. Well, how many people live there?
About half that.
Okay, whatever. There's a lot of people in New York City.
Yes.
There's a big, big government in New York City. So here they are admitting that their laws don't work. We can't control the juveniles with our existing laws. We need another one. Ordinances, because the activities are concealed wherever police officers are present. In other words, New York's finest, the police, can easily be outwitted by a bunch of children. This is no surprise. Almost nobody's going to commit crimes openly when the police are around, whether they're over 18 or not. Given that less than startling conclusion, maybe the city council should increase police presence in high crime areas if they want crime to decrease. But what is a city council proposing to do instead? They're proposing to divert the attention of police officers from criminals committing actual crimes to juveniles who happen to be out past their bedtimes. Meaning, while there's somebody raping someone on one street in New York, two cops are going to be dealing, you know, with booking the 17-year-old who was going to a late movie. That's the point there. And there's much more to this. 1-800-259-9231. Curfew proposed for New York City. It hasn't actually been enacted yet. It's been proposed. But I'd say there's real good chances, knowing New York and knowing how many laws they pass on a weekly basis up there. It'll probably happen. Because it's money. That's the other part it gets to. This is money for the city. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a higher vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug and in just minutes your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Take control of the show anytime. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so plenty of hours for you to get your calls in. Of course, we're doing it 6 nights a week. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. We have got dozens of ladies who have decided that they like the show so much, they're going to prove that they're listeners. They sent in their photograph, and we have put them up on our website, freetalklive.com. So we really appreciate that. And, of course, if you are a female and you want to get on the Shrine of Female Listeners, first check it out. Make sure it's something you want to be a part of. It's not a beauty contest. Then send us your picture. The email address is ftl at freetalklive.com. That's ftl at freetalklive.com. So, talking about a proposed curfew for New York City. Now, in the Tampa Bay area where I grew up in, you did as well.
Yes.
Which, I don't know if, I really, honestly, I guess I can't say if I know if there is a curfew here where we're at. It was certainly never enforced on me as a youngster. Not that I was out at night a whole lot, but there were certainly some times when I was.
I never had any run-ins over a curfew.
Yeah.
I would imagine there isn't, but there could be.
According to this article on LouRockwell.com, there are there's literally at least 1,000 different cities and towns around America with similar curfews to what New York is proposing. New York City, biggest city in the United States, with millions of people living there, has now proposed a curfew against young people, against people under the age of 18. So if you're out, as he puts it, if your 17-year-old wakes up at 5 a.m., goes out to buy breakfast at a diner, you know, before school or whatever,
right.
That's something I used to do as a kid, then he's going to get possibly fined, maybe arrested. Yeah, probably not arrested, but fined, ticketed, forced to do community service.
Hmm.
And this guy is just tearing this concept up here, the concept of a curfew. He says that this is no surprise, almost nobody's going to commit crimes openly when the police are around, whether they're over 18 or not. Given the less than startling conclusion, maybe the city council should increase police presence in high crime areas if they want crime to decrease. But what are they proposing to do instead? They're proposing to divert the attention of police officers from criminals committing actual crimes to juveniles who happen to be out past their bedtimes. That's the same thing that they do with the nonviolent criminals as well. I mean, think about how much time, how much police manpower is spent enforcing the war on drugs. Some police budgets, 50% from what I'm told.
I'm sure it pays.
Yeah.
The federal government doesn't write you a check for how many bank robbers or murderers you get. They do write you a check for how many drug dealers that you bring in.
And include prostitution in that as well. All vice crimes, all nonviolent crimes. How much time, how many officers in any given police department are dedicated to the vice section?
Now, when you say nonviolent, do you mean writing bad checks and be it credit card fraud and petty theft?
Well, all right. We'll just talk about war on drugs and prostitution.
Okay. Just say vice crimes.
Vice crimes. There's a lot of money being spent there, a lot of hours being spent. And if those police are enforcing vice crimes, then they can't really be protecting anybody from rapists, thugs, murderers. Bank robbers. It's easier for them to commit their crimes. And now this guy's saying that the police are going to be even more distracted because they're going to be busy ticketing every 16-year-old in town for being out too late. Every police officer escorting a 16-year-old home from hanging out in front of the Quick Stop is a police officer who's not preventing robberies, murders, or rapes. The city council knows that police presence deters criminal activity, so why are they diverting police from being present? They're doing it for fines and community service. A parent or guardian can be fined up to $250 if he allows his child to be out of his supervision past midnight. So the fine doesn't go to the kid, it goes to the parent.
Midnight to 6 a.m. or?
Probably midnight to 6, I would guess, yeah. He actually links to the proposed law, so you could dig it up if you wanted to. This lets the
We'll post it on our website after we're done with the story.
You bet. We'll post it on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com. This lets the government make money from people who not only did not commit any real crimes. I mean, the curfew crime is even less of a crime than the drug war crime. It's just being out. I mean, it's right there in the same category. It's so terrible. They're not hurting anybody.
Yeah, it's not exactly the hallmark of a free society.
It lets the government make money from people who not only did not commit any real crimes, but did not even commit the supposed crime of being out late at night. In other words, peaceful, law-abiding citizens who've decided that their children are mature and responsible can be punished. And to be fair, there are parents who just don't care about their kids and just let them run wild.
Sure.
Okay, to be fair.
But chances are good, if those kids are committing crimes, that at some point they're going to get caught.
They'll get picked up for it. And how dare you punish my mature, responsible kids for the indiscretions of other people's kids? Not right. Anyway, they can be punished for raising their children well enough to be out past midnight. Sure, the curfew's bound to punish deadbeat parents, but it's likely by just by chance punish juveniles who actually committed crimes. But by restricting legitimate activity, you're throwing the baby out with the bathwater. And you know that if they pick up some kid who's got a record, that they'll be just all pointing to him all kinds of major press attention. Look, look, the curfew works. We caught this kid who was, he was picked up 5 weeks ago for spray painting somebody's front door, and now we found him via the curfew. He wasn't committing any crimes this time. He's in our custody.
I'm sure that they will.
They're doing, so the next reason given in the bill, again, this is according to the city council as to why they need a curfew, is that juveniles are vulnerable because of their young age. They're likely to become victims of crimes. So not only are we protecting them from being criminals, we're also protecting them from being victimized. So are the elderly. So are women. So are women who are provocatively dressed. Is the government going to set a precedent for defining and banning behaviors that increase an individual's likelihood of being victimized by a crime? So the question there is, are they going to pass a law that says after 10 o'clock at night, if you're a lady, you can't show more than, you know, 4 inches above your knees?
It's a silly-sounding law.
I thought that the purpose of justice was to punish criminals, not their victims. No one's proposing a dress code for women in America, although some nations have these for the same reason, that seeing women's skin will lead men to commit crimes. Nor is anyone proposing a curfew for the elderly. The government is not our mommy. This reasoning rests on the fundamental idea that people cannot do what's best for themselves. A very peculiar concept indeed in a democracy, because, and by the way, this isn't a democracy, because if we can't be trusted to keep our children safe from nighttime prowlers, how can we be trusted to run the most powerful government in the world? Responsibility and accountability come from the people and not from government. And this gets back to the, as John Stossel puts it, the conceit of the anointed. You don't know what is right for you, but I do. Manwich.
Well, it's also Plato's rule by the educated elite.
Is that what is that what Plato calls it?
That's socialism,
right?
Socialism, according to Plato, is rule by an educated elite.
Yeah, the elite knows best, and you're just a little peon, just a little manwich, and we'll take care of you. You just follow all our rules, and you'll be a safe little citizen.
Oh, they're right. You will be a safe little citizen if you follow all the rules.
I don't agree with that.
It doesn't mean that. In a free country, that you shouldn't be able that a kid of 17 years old shouldn't be able to be out after midnight or before 6 a.m.
1-800-259-9231. Do you have a curfew where you live? Were you ever picked up as a kid because you were violating a curfew law? What was it like? How did it make you feel about the police? Do you think this is going to help with their image amongst the kids of New York City?
No.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Soon, the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy and until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
Are you and your family members getting enough minerals in their daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. Kids who may not be doing as well in school and having a hard time studying ought to be looking at a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call for C Minerals at 877-817-9829, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost in the immune system. C Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful and energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help from Minerals from the Sea. Call for C Minerals today at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231 is the number for you to take control of the show. If you'd like, you can change the topic. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The archives are there for you. The last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website. No need to log in. No need to pay any sort of membership fee or anything like that. They're just there. You take them. And as a matter of fact, we're
You don't even have to give your email address.
Nope. We're podcasting them as well,
mm-hmm.
and we're the number three podcast in the world right now.
Sure. If you want, we're very close. We're striking distance, number two. The last time I looked, it was 19 votes.
Mm-hmm.
19 votes. That's all we needed.
You could be the vote that makes that pushes us over the line to the number two podcast in the world. As a matter of fact, right on top of our archive section at freetalklive.com, there's a link that says vote us 5 stars, and they'll take you over to Podcast Alley where you can actually cast your 5-star vote for Free Talk Live, which is great.
I would like to be number two by the end of the show.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, if you could go to freetalklive.com. If it doesn't happen by the end of the show, I'm sure by the time we start tomorrow's show, or by the time we finish tomorrow's show at the latest, we will be number two in the world, which is exciting.
We're just better than the rest of them.
1-800, somebody's got to be the best. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Talking about New York City, they have proposed, the city council, I guess, has proposed a new law. And I was actually looking through the text of the law itself, and it's pretty frightening sounding. I mean, just the way it's worded, like, you can't do this and you can't do that. Hello, isn't this supposed to be a free country?
Now, who's going to vote it in?
The city council, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, they've already been voted into office. Now they can do whatever the hell they want to. That's as I understand it. I don't live in New York. If you do and you want to correct me, by all means, 1-800-259-9231. Now, wrapping up this article from LouRockwell.com that's analyzing this new law, he says, the bill then points out that juveniles are likely to become exposed to narcotics trafficking late at night. This begs a few questions about the drug war itself. The subject is too extensive for him to cover here, but we certainly will cover it often enough on this show. Anyway, he sums it up that if there was no drug war, then there wouldn't be drug traffickers targeting youngsters late at night. As though that, just the idea that if there's some 16-year-old walking down the streets of New York late at night and a drug dealer is on the corner, like that's going to convince them to all of a sudden start taking drugs? Is that what they're suggesting? That the fact that they're out late at night puts them in contact with drug dealers and gives them an opportunity to take drugs? Most kids start taking drugs because their friends suggest that they do it. Not some random dealer on the corner, the street corner of New York. Oh, you know, I've always wanted to try crack. Thanks, I'll buy some.
Well,
come on.
I think that some people are of the opinion that only the devil's work is done after midnight, you know?
And some people are idiots.
Well, you can have that opinion, and I'm not completely against it. But I would say that the government that legislates against it is only creating more problems, not solving them. The drug, for instance, the drug war is, that's what causes the crime that we're talking about here.
Absolutely.
That's what causes people to kill other people in the name of, you know, in the drug war. That's what caused people to break into my house.
I've heard 80% of violent crimes, property crimes, drug war related. Let's go to the phone. Steve in Connecticut, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Excellent, sir.
I've been listening to you guys over podcasting the past couple weeks.
Excellent. A podcast listener.
Yeah, it's kind of unfortunate that it's named podcast because the technology has nothing to do with an iPod. But
this is true.
It's just an RSS newscast. But
it's a little more clever than MP3 cast.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I wish it was called something else because there's MP3 players out there that are less expensive and far more less corporate friendly, shall we say, when it comes to media.
Personally, I have a SanDisk MP3 player. And anyway, move on. What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, I was calling because this is kind of a, listening to you guys is kind of different from what a lot of stuff I listen to.
Quick question. How did you find the show?
How did I find it? I think it was probably from that podcast website there.
From Podcast Alley, the top 10 list?
Yeah.
Very good, sir. All right, that's all I was wondering. Go ahead.
I've listened to you guys. I agree with a lot of what you have to say. Some of it I don't. But
well, that's okay. You'd be pretty you'd be pretty nutty if you agreed with everything.
Yeah. One of the things
I'm certifiably nuts.
Right. Well, one of the things I've noticed that bothers me is I notice you guys have a tendency whenever you're talking about something and somebody's dumb or anything, you go to like a southern accent whenever whenever someone's a yokel, and it just seems like it seems like you're kind of promoting that stereotype of a dumb southern guy. I work with some people who have southern accents and even talk a little slow, and and I'm not, I live up in Connecticut, so I have no allegiance to the south, but it just seems like you seem to promote.
You're right. You're right. And I've often thought, I shouldn't use this dumb voice when I'm talking about dumb people. But, I guess it's just from where are we from?
Isn't it fair? We're from the South. Can't we pick on Southerners?
Well, one of the guys I work with is from Florida. I think he's from, I don't know if it's the panhandle where he's got a Texas accent.
Right.
You never believe he's from Florida.
It's kind of like a Georgia accent, only speeded up a little bit.
We call him Tex at work.
Uh-huh.
And he's from Florida.
Well, where we're from, we're near the coast, and the Yankees have invaded. Mm-hmm. And they've completely taken over.
Yeah, half my relatives are down there.
Yeah. Thanks for sending them. Really, we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
So both of us have what they call a Midland accent.
Mm-hmm.
The standard news broadcaster type accent.
Yeah.
Well, the people that live 20 miles to the east of us, towards the center of the state, they don't talk so much like we do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a real South. The West Coast and the East Coast of Florida, the coastline beach areas of Florida, just don't count as the South because there's just so many non-Southern people here.
Yeah.
Even though we were both born and raised here in the Tampa Bay area, Manwich, you would expect that we would have picked up some of it. But no, I mean, okay, I'll say y'all from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and sometimes if I have a couple of beers,
it comes out. Huh?
It'll sneak out a little bit. And it's a colloquial stereotype. And I'm sorry I do it, but I'll bet you I do it again.
I'm sure you will. I mean, one of the things, of course, all the stuff I've been listening to, there's like a bazillion things that I wanted to talk about. One of the things you were talking about was how, as a libertarian, I forgot what it was, but if we lived in let's say the United States was all libertarian, and you said, well, we could have our own little sects, or not sects, but everybody could live in their own, and we could live here, and all the racist rednecks could have Alabama. And I'm going, you guys realize that it's not just Southern redneck. First of all, it's not just Southern redneck white people that
sure, there's rednecks all over the country. That's why country music's the number one music format in America.
Well, and not even necessarily just there's a lot of first of all people who are European Americans or white who are racially conscious, let's say, who are not necessarily down south. And there's lots of other ethnic groups who basically want to live on their own. There's,
okay.
There's the Raza, which is a Hispanic movement that stands for the race.
Got
and
the
other ones who want to break off the Southwest and have their own little area.
I say let them have it.
They have Mexico. What do they need us for?
Well, hang on, Steve. I know you got more. 1-800, hold on. 1-800-259-9231. Steve's a semi-new listener to the show. He's listening on the podcast option, which is great. But he's calling in live. That's cool. So we're going to talk to him some more. And if you want to talk to Steve, you can. 800-259-9231. You want to change the topic, you can do that as well. 1-800-259-9231. And if you're an intelligent, southern-sounding person, we want to hear from you. Free Talk Live.
Lots of them out there.
For some time now, many people have heard of the benefits of Oregacin, Oreganol, Oregamax, and the many other health products from North American Urban Spice. Dr. Cass Ingram has stated,
extracts of wild oregano, notably the P73 oil and particularly the P73 Oregacin, completely obliterate the human cold virus in 20 minutes in one dose with a 100% kill.
Health and well-being can be achieved by using the all-natural Urban Spice products from North American Urban Spice. Call 877-817-9829 to order or ask for a free catalog. The oils, juices, and capsules manufactured by North American Urban Spice are from the finest raw materials in the world, which is why North American Urban Spice is recognized as the leader in natural herbal products.
The herbal medicine has the exact frequency, the exact chemistry to kill any germ.
Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and start down the road to herbal health. Herbs and spices or doctors and drugs, the choice is yours. Call 877-817-9829 to order your North American Urban Spice products today.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWox International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWox Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWox Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWox Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWox International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWox Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWox Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWox.com. That's BioWox.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWox family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. It's your show. You can take control and literally bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Political, personal, pop culture even. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. The updates are available there. You just click updates, sign up, and then from that point on, anything that we need to communicate with you about the show, new information, some sort of an announcement, come straight to your email box, and it's free, just like everything at freetalklive.com. Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. It's the show about your calls, so let's talk to Steve again in Connecticut. Steve, one of our podcast listeners, you're back on Free Talk Live, Steve.
Hey, thanks for keeping me on.
Sure. Where do we leave off? You were asking, I think, another question of us before.
Well, I don't want to use the word stereotype again, but the thought by probably a lot of Americans that the only groups, I'm trying to think of how to word this, I'm totally losing it here, the only groups interested in living on their own are redneck white racist story.
I don't think that we made that implication at all.
Well, no,
I was just trying to select different groups that I could think of right off the top of my head. Like, okay, the Mormons.
Who might want to.
All you religious zealots, you can move to Utah. All you socialists can move to California. I was just picking groups, that's all.
And states. I got a question for you, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Do you find the Confederate flag to be offensive? Do you think that a person that has it stuck on their bumper is a racist?
Absolutely not. There's actually people with Confederate flags up here. I don't think it is. I could see why maybe some people would be offended by it, but I honestly actually believe that it's just a symbol of, you know, quote-unquote, Southern pride.
Yeah.
And like I said, I see them on cars around here, and you also see Hispanic bumper stickers and other, you know, racial groups have their own symbols of pride. And
the other day, I saw a black man walking around with a Confederate flag T-shirt on. I was stupefied.
Yeah. He's obviously someone who's proud of his Southern roots. I don't see what the problem with that is.
I figured that what he was trying to do was to take the sting out of it. You know, I mean, if every black guy in America walked around with a Confederate flag T-shirt,
it'd be over.
There would be no more all the Confederates that or all the people that did use the Confederate flag to symbolize their racism.
Right.
Would
they'd have to find a new symbol?
Yeah, they need a new one. They need a little guy with a white hat or something.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of you know misconceptions about the Civil War and things like that. And,
Like Lincoln didn't free the slaves till 2 years into the Civil War.
Well,
the Civil War wasn't about slavery.
Well, he wanted to also, you know, basically send the slaves back to Africa, quote unquote. And there were actually a lot of you know black Americans who were in support of that.
Hence Monrovia,
mm-hmm.
which is what's the capital of Monrovia?
Elfino.
No, it's I can't remember. Anyway, you know, there's a country in Africa on the eastern side that's named after our presidents.
Wow. So, Steve, anything else on your mind tonight?
I suppose that's probably it. I'm sure I could probably go on forever.
You know, we're on six nights a week. Call us back sometime, okay, man?
I will. Thanks.
Thanks very much. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Jake in Tallahassee. You're on Free Talk Live. Jake?
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hey, sorry about that.
No problem.
You better be sorry, Jake.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
I'm just kidding. What's on your mind, man?
Well, I heard your call for Southern accents, and I've been told that I have one, but I'm not aware of it myself. Perhaps
it's slight. It's not very heavy.
Oh, that stands to reason since I was born in Kentucky and grew up in Baltimore and now live down here.
Yeah.
It's a little odd. It's there.
I mean, if you were talking to a New Yorker, they'd obviously pick it up.
That's just crazy talk anyway.
And I don't think, to be fair, there's certainly plenty of dumb New Yorkers out there as well. I think the only reason why we do dumb Southerner accents is because we're from the South and we're just not as familiar with the New York accent.
Hey, what are you talking about, eh? Hey, I want to know how many rocket scientists talk like this, eh? I mean, really, if somebody's talking to you like this, are you gonna think that they're a smart guy?
Well, I wonder how difficult it was to understand Enrico Fermi through his accent.
Who is Enrico Fermi?
Manhattan Project.
I don't know.
You got me.
First nuclear weapon. First atomic bomb.
Okay.
Did he build it?
He made it?
He was a member of the team, yes.
Okay.
I wish I'd have memorized the entire Manhattan Project team.
Sorry, I keep a lot of stuff tucked away back there on the backside of the brain.
Apparently you do, buddy.
So, Jake, you were calling in to prove that there are individuals who live in the South with a Southern accent that are intelligent.
No, I was just having fun because I thought it was kind of funny, and I wanted to see just how thick my Southern accent had gotten over the past 10 years down here.
But I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, you're at about a 5.
A 5 on the Southern accent?
Yeah.
I can live with that.
Maybe a little less.
Yeah.
Now, Jake, when you see a Confederate flag stuck on some pickup truck's bumper up there, and where are you at?
Tallahassee.
That's definitely
the southern part of the state.
Tallahassee, where we have a parade that features a float with an Andrew Jackson lookalike.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
The only good Indian's a dead Indian, huh?
Yeah, it gets protested every year. I don't think he was in the parade last year, but as far as
Andrew Jackson?
Honestly, I don't remember.
Somebody in city government likes him.
I think it has
Tippecanoe something, and Tyler, too.
I think it has something to do with the Trail of Tears, as if he was doing one of the first official don't ask, don't tell sort of policies where he basically abstained from doing any involvement in enforcing any of the terms of the treaty on the American side.
Hmm. I would imagine he did. He didn't like Indians very well. So what do you think when you see those bumper stickers on trucks? Do you think
I think it depends
racist?
On who's sporting it. Just like you can have someone who's sporting a cross as a symbol of love and peace and assistance, and you can have someone who uses it to diddle little boys.
You know, I think I think you're absolutely right, by the way, man, which I think that the racists should change, the white racists should change their symbol to the KKK cap. Have a little, you know, window sticker of the KKK cap and then see what happens to their vehicles, right?
Well, you know, and pointy little emblems on the shirt fronts are attractive. We've seen them in Star Trek with communicators, and I'm sure they'd sell like hotcakes at the flea market.
Jake, thanks for the call, man. We'll talk to you again sometime. Thank you, man. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Do you have flea markets up north, or is that a southern thing?
Oh, no, I'm sure they do.
This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size last week. Her name is Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds in only 7 days, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going
to
let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-223-2838. 1-888-223-2838. That's 1-888-223-2838 for Right Size Smoothies.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy-turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle one-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. It's your show. Hour number one's where we're at right now, but we're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Check out the live streams that we have there. We've got one for you broadband types. We've got another for you dial-up users as well. So one size does not fit all.
We can help anybody here at Free Talk Live.
We are very helpful and very friendly, and you can, of course, call us.
Clearly not very smart, though, as evidenced by the email we got during the
week. Yeah, correct. You have been corrected, Manwich.
Yeah.
And, of course, I didn't know enough to correct you. It's James.
I corrected myself off the air. before we got the email.
Literally seconds before this email came in from James. He says, guys, Monrovia is the capital of Liberia, so now you know.
Liberia was purchased for the purpose of moving blacks from America to Africa. I believe that the first voyage made it, but the colony there didn't
quite make it like
Let's
they were.
Go to the phones. Brandon in Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. Lots of points to get to. That's cold.
So many points, so little time. Hit
yes. About the Confederate flag, I see that as definite state sovereignty.
Okay.
That's just whenever I see a Confederate flag, I just think somebody likes state rights.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And about curfews, is what you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I figured you'd call on this subject.
Yeah, my town has a curfew, mm-hmm. or they used to have a curfew. I think there was some debate about it, maybe a year ago, about how it's unconstitutional and it takes away the authority of parents over their children. And I think the state may have overturned it because we have a newspaper that publishes everything. They publish people who get ticketed for seatbelts.
Really?
Yeah. So,
not a lot of news there in your town.
So if somebody gets picked up for curfew, we see it in the paper.
Right. Okay.
And I haven't seen anybody being picked up for curfew lately.
Got it.
But, you know, that's just such a dumb law. The government can tell your children when they can be out according to where the sun is. That's all it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Depending on where the solar how the solar system is aligned, the government gets more power over your children. That is exactly what it is.
Brandon, would you say that more crimes are committed at night or during the day?
Crimes are committed when cops aren't watching.
That's a great point. I know plenty of... I've seen interviews with home invasion types, not home invasion, but burglars, who they like to hit at high noon when everyone's at work.
My neighbors got their entire stereo system and entertainment center robbed right out of their house, probably 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the day, in the afternoon.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Because people are home at nighttime.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So there might be maybe more rapes at nighttime, but I don't know about other crimes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it differs by the crime.
I'm sure it does. I mean, it differs about it's just all about who does it.
So you say bad news on this curfew thing then, huh?
Oh, definitely.
Did you ever get picked up when you were a kid?
No. I never did.
You have to think about it?
I have to think about it. I don't think I ever did. Generally, if you're in the car and stuff, the cops,
Here in New York, they're talking. I was just reading the actual text of the law during one of the breaks, and apparently, if you have a job and you're a young person, you have to have a signed, like an affidavit from your employer saying that you can be out at night. And they're going to pull your ass over and check you out and see if you have this thing. Otherwise, you're going to be in violation. It's crazy. Brandon, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, no problem.
800-259-9231, New York City. Somewhere I never want to be. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. Hour number two is coming up. 1-800-259-9231. If you're tired of...